Voyeurism via Super Hearing. Written by Coconut Jelly 596. Read by Opal Song. Fandom DCU. Rating explicit. Relationship Bernard Dowd, Tim Drake, Connell. Also tagged for mutual pining, accidental voyeurism, sexual role play, come play. Bernard Dowd is a menace. Emotional hurt comfort. Connell, Connor Kent, needs a hug. Angst and fluff and smut. Idiots in love. Connell, Connor Kent, centric. Connell, Connor Kent, cries during sex. Explicit sexual content. And the author regrets nothing. Part 1 of the Think Pink AU series. Recorded for Kinktober 2025. Most people don't really think about how super the super's hearing is. Like, yeah, they know how to yell for Superman or Supergirl or Superboy. Or even sometimes just, help, a monster! And they'll come save the day. But people don't get that, mostly, they're all tuning things out way more than they're listening in. There are certain things they listen for, like their names and sounds of distress. Things that mean they need to go be, well, super. There are certain things they let through in the background, just sort of low-key keep an ear on all the time. They all have certain heartbeats they could pick out of a stadium of people. Other capes and civilian loved ones, and Khan's pretty sure all of them could track crypto across a continent. Mostly, though, it's an exercise in tuning out the sounds of the world so they don't get overwhelmed. Khan isn't great at tuning things out, or at least not as skilled as Cal and Kara. Maybe it's because of his half-human genetics, or maybe because he's already tuning out so much input from his TTK, or maybe he's just a lazy dumbass who can't focus long enough to practice the meditation exercises Cal gave him. They're just so fucking boring. What is he supposed to do? Breathe in for 4 and out for 5 all day, every day? He'd rather be overwhelmed with input. Thanks anyway. Khan is flying over the Ozarks when he hears a now familiar pair of heartbeats ramp up in a newly familiar way. He tries so, so hard to just tune it out and not be a fucking creep. He manages it, even, for almost 7.5 minutes of breathing in for 4 and out for 5. But then he hears a pair of shocked gasps that don't quite match the heartbeats, and he thinks, maybe they're in trouble, and he should listen in, just in case. He pauses his flight and hovers upright in the air to better triangulate. It sounds like they're in Gotham, so not exactly a bastion of safety. He's, what, 1,100 miles away, give or take a couple hundred? At top speed, he can get to them in about 30 seconds. Fuck, Tim curses in frustration. Like a henchman's just spotted the trap. Not a good sign on the trouble then. But then there's a newly familiar chuckle. And that doesn't sound like a cry for help. Of fucking course it's pink, Bernard sighs. What's pink? Con wonders, and does not have a disproportionately horny reaction at the thought of a fucking color, because that would be very weird of him. Just fuck it. Just put it on or get a different one if you want. I need you inside me, please. Bernard begs in a soft, needy, almost whine that makes him viscerally flash back to cuddle fucking. Oh, fuck. Yeah, Con thinks. They're definitely not in trouble, and he definitely needs to stop listening to this. He goes back to in for four and out for five, and resumes flight. You still want to? Tim asks. And it gets his attention because he sounds hesitant and unsure in a completely unfamiliar way. It isn't weird without, I mean, because of... Babe, you've been gone for 10 days. I love you, but you cannot give me the hottest weekend of my life, then take away my favorite cock for that long and think I'm not going to lose my mind. I am one cold shower away from ending up in a cell in Arkham. I don't care what color condom you fuck me with, as long as you're fucking me. It's the condom, Con realizes. They'd pulled out a condom and it's fucking pink. Con remembers how good Tim's dick looked in neon pink latex, and his mouth almost waters at the thought. They pulled out a condom and it's fucking pink, and that made them think of... Did that make them think of him? Well, who else would it make them think of, really? Con very definitely does not think about how interested his dick is in what he's hearing. He knows he's just being easy and greedy. He just got laid better than he's ever gotten laid. Repeatedly. Over several days. It isn't like he needs more. He doesn't get more. Even if he wanted more. Cal's got the pink K under lock and key, so Con isn't allowed to want more of Tim and Bernard. He's pretty sure he won't even be able to get it for Valentine's Day or Tim's birthday like Bernard had asked him to. But they probably weren't serious about it anyway. It's just that being remembered like that, being the hottest weekend of my life for someone as cool and sexy and good and nice as Bernard, well... That's definitely, definitely doing it for him. He had expected that everything with Tim would be fire, because everything with Tim is always some kind of fire. Tim had let him be a good boy for him and got him into that spacey, floaty place so easy. He let him be useful and treated him like something that was worth the effort of getting. Worth having and using. And he'd used Con so good. Even if Tim was just letting him in his bed this one time, that would be okay. Because Tim would remember him that way. And he would always know that he was a good boy. Was Tim's good boy. Then Tim's boyfriend, Con just fucking met, got his hands on him and that had been really... really fucking good. Not as good as everything with Tim, because how could it be? But still so much more than Con had expected. Bernard touched him sweeter than anyone else ever has. And not just his body. The guy had basked in his TTK the way Con himself will sometimes bask in the fucking sun. Like, it's the thing that gives him life. He likes being admired and desired, obviously, because that's who he is as a person. But Bernard did it different from anyone else. No one's ever quite treasured him before like Bernard did. all the little jokey fantasies about how far he'd go to get more of Khan, about piercings and pink cake collars and sexy supervillain traps over and over and fucking over. Like, he wasn't ever gonna get sick of him. Like, maybe he really did want to keep him. He didn't ever feel like something disposable is all. Something that could one day outlive its usefulness. Tim had been clear that the weekend was limited. It was finite and would end. Not Bernard, though. Up until the moment he walked out the door and took off from the deck of the houseboat, Bernard was acting like maybe he wouldn't really go. And he really could stay as long as he wanted. Like, he would stay forever, maybe. For a few days, they made him feel like something that would be worth the effort of getting. That you would treasure once you had it. That you would use however you wanted, but always be gentle with it so it didn't break. And it was really fucking good. It was nice. It was nice, and now it's over, Khan reminds himself. Hey, I won't make fun if you need to grab a different color. That soft, supportive voice from Bernard pulls him back in. It's the same tone that had comforted him while he was being... Khan blushes in embarrassment, even out here by himself, while he was being pet-sat. That tone had brought him back from the edge of subdrop and reminded him that he was good and Tim was good, reminded him to trust Tim. So yeah, turns out that voice gets his fucking attention now, just like Robin's voice does. That is the worst news he's ever gotten about his useless-ass brain, actually. Khan hears the soft suction of kisses, remembers that pattern of kisses, the comforting familiarity of how they know how to kiss each other, remembers how it feels against his TTK, against his skin, against his lips. What the hell did I do to deserve you? Tim mutters fondly between kisses. Khan kind of agrees, honestly. Bernard is just... he's so great. Khan remembers that fond tone. Earning it. Being good enough to get it, even for just a few moments. Depends. Depends on which hell you're referring to. Bernard replies, and Tim chuckles. Khan can almost hear the fond little smile when he does, and something in his chest fucking aches with it. Khan thinks that probably no one on the planet deserves Bernard, but he figures Tim is closer than anyone else, and that's... well, that's kind of a weird thought, isn't it? Tim's his best friend, his favorite person, someone he's known for decades by some measures. So, shouldn't he think of it the other way around? That probably no one on the planet deserves Tim, but Bernard gets closer than anyone else? And that feels just as true. Uh-huh. There's a squelching, wet sound and a lot of gasping and moaning from Bernard, and a dirty, low groan from Tim that Khan is so fucking familiar with now. It's burned into his brain from every time Tim spread his cheeks and pressed his cock against his hole and pushed into him and... yup, they are fucking. They are fully fucking. Tim is fucking Bernard with a kryptonite pink condom, and Khan is being a total fucking creep about it from 1,100 miles away, give or take a couple hundred. Khan stops timing his breaths and tries counting the trees he's flying over instead. When a breathy moan from Bernard breaks through, he starts translating the Declaration of Independence into Kryptonian out loud to drown it out. But then one heartbeat spikes up in distress and... fuck, I can't! Bernard whines, sounding like he might cry. Take it off! Take it off! Khan hates hearing him sound like that. He has the urge to wrap him up in TTK and hold him tight the way he likes, and keep everything away that might make him sound like that. But you wanted to nap. I don't fucking care about the mess, Bernard rasps. I'm yellow. Yellow, please. Okay, let me just... Fuck, I'm sorry. Is Bernard... Is he crying? Khan is briefly relieved that he isn't the only one who cries in bed with Tim, before remembering that he is concerned and listening in case they need help. Can you tell me what you need? Tim sounds so gentle and patiently expectant for an answer that Khan nearly responds out loud himself. Just tell me if this is too fucked up. I'll tell you if anything makes me uncomfortable, Tim promises. And it's like when he safe-worded with Khan, just a statement, not a threat or a compromise, just a thing that's part of their normal. Bernard inhales and exhales in a rough little huff. It's like it's his own version of the doors blowing in. And it's so damn cute. Khan doesn't even try to stop his own fond little smile. I want you to take off that condom, and I want you to fuck me and come inside me, just like you wanted to do to your boy. The smile drops off Khan's face, and Khan himself almost drops out of the sky. He suddenly feels warm all over, and he's pretty sure that he's blushing like an absolute sucker. They did a lot of things together in Tim's bed, and in the shower. Also, once with Khan bent over the tiny table in the kitchenette. But every time there was a condom, there was something between them. Right at the end, Tim had fucked Bernard bareback so Khan could watch, and he'd been hypnotized, kinda. After Tim pulled away, he'd seen Bernard's hole all puffy and red in a way his can't get, and dripping with Tim's cum in a way his wasn't allowed to get. And the only reason Khan didn't bury his face between his cheeks to get a desperate taste of both of them was that Tim had told him to stay put and watch. Fuck, Tim chokes, in a way that almost sounds like he does when he comes. Is that too fucked up? Fuck, no, it's fuck, come here, on your back, yeah. Okay, They're kind of involving him now, aren't they? Does that mean it's okay for him to hear it, too? He knows they don't mean for him to hear it. Knows that most people don't think about just how super the super's hearing is. But Robin knows, doesn't he? Robin knows that Khan only needs an earpiece on mission so the others can hear him. Robin's fucking whispered orders to him when some unexpected shit's gone down and he needs backup. So maybe Tim knows he could theoretically. Bernard doesn't know, though. Bernard hasn't agreed to this. Doesn't know how easy it is for Khan to listen in on this obviously private moment. He doesn't know how Khan can't tune things out as well as the other supers. Doesn't know how many times Cal has gotten on his case for not practicing his meditations. Doesn't know that he's not good at it. Not good. The phrase echoes in his head, ricocheting like bullets in his skull. Only bullets can't hurt him the way this hurts. Not good. Not good. He's supposed to be good for Tim. Good for both of them, maybe. But it's so hard. He's so fucking hard to tune it out. These fond tones and longing words and just all the everything that's been living in his head rent-free for the past 10 days. You don't want me on all fours? Bernard asks dubiously. I thought you might like that, so you can, you know, pretend. He sounds unsure in a way that Khan finds unnerving. Like he doesn't know right now for a fucking fact that he's someone Tim would choose. Khan sort of wants to punch Tim for letting that voice happen, which is Definitely an outsized response, he realizes. Bernard, no, 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 no. Tim coos. So quiet, Khan knows he'd have to have his mouth right up against a baseline human's ear for them to hear him. I don't want to pretend you're him. I want to pretend I have both of you. Khan almost flies into a tree. He needs to land now, before he either gets so hard he actually does tear through his supersuit, or just burns so hot he ignites the entire goddamn atmosphere. Color? Green, so green, you? Green, too. Thank fuck, please hurry and get in. Ah, yes! Khan got hit with green K in midair once. He plummeted out of the lower stratosphere and spent the whole way down feeling dizzy in a way he normally can't, and trying not to puke. That landing was more graceful than whatever move he's pulling now. His TTK is unzipping his suit and peeling it across his shoulders before he even fully clears the tree line. He doesn't actually take off the jacket, just uses his TTK to disassemble the seams of the sleeves to get them out of the way and reassemble them once the suit is passed. When a belt gets in the way, he just tears it like paper and drops it somewhere else. He doesn't even bother taking off his gloves. He barrels into the ground way too hard and ends up with his boots dug ankle deep in a small crater in the dirt and underbrush. But he doesn't fucking care. He has his aching cock in a grip that would choke the life out of a baseline human before his knees hit the ground. Some distant part of his memory whispers that he should be sweeter to himself. His other hand flies to his neck, but his nails are digging in too hard to be sweet because he doesn't feel sweet right now. Right now, he feels desperate and guilty and needy and not good. And like he might be on the verge of a goddamn psychotic break. His eyes prickle and his gut burns and his mouth is too dry. He feels just like that, Tim. Fuck your boy. I bet it feels so good to fuck, yes, finally fuck him with nothing between you. Empty. He's empty. His hand drops from his dick back between his thighs, roughly seeking his hole. It's too dry to feel like it had with Bernard or Tim, but he can ease the way with his TTK and it's not like it hurts. The shape of his fingerless gloves is rougher, lumpier, not nearly as even as Bernard's long fingers or as sure as Tim's strong, calloused ones. Maybe distantly, he feels like he doesn't deserve to have it as good as it had been with Bernard or Tim. Like he doesn't deserve to be sweet with himself. Like he doesn't deserve to be good for Tim. As he works a second finger in, Bernard is still talking and Khan continues to approach the edge of sanity. Look at his cute little hole. He's stretched out all tight on your cock. He takes your cock so good. He's so good for you. Like he's fucking made just for you. Christ, Bernard. Tim chokes out. He's panting and out of breath. Then Khan pictures his hair loose and damp with sweat like it gets when they've been sparring. I'm not gonna last if you keep up with that fucking mouth of yours. I don't want you to last. I want you to get carried away and fucking come inside your boy like he fucking deserves. Tim swears in time to the slapping of skin on skin, a fast, driving tempo that is going to make Khan lose his mind. He fingers himself to the same beat, adding a third and then a fourth finger, but still not feeling full the way he wants, the way he had with either of their cocks inside him. He remembers having both their cocks, being stretched and filled and held up between them both while they petted him and kissed each other and told him he was good for it, worth it, good for them. Something wet lands on his forearm and he realizes he's crying because that's a thing he does while he's getting off now, apparently. He thought he would like it if they remembered him, if they got off thinking about him. And maybe he would have, like, conceptually, or even just if they'd done it separately. But hearing them get off thinking about him together is nothing like he'd imagined. The tease of what they have that he doesn't get anymore. It's like torture. It's green kryptonite burning through his guts and scalding his veins. It's black kryptonite tearing him apart. It's pink kryptonite giving him everything and then taking it away. He'd known, obviously, that they were just having fun or playing games or whatever. Tim was just sharing him with his boyfriend for a weekend of fun, but fuck, it hurts. And they can still share him when he isn't there to be shared. That he isn't even useful enough for them to need to play this game. He isn't worth having around because they can do it without him there. And why would they want him around, the big dumb weirdo loser that he is, who can't even focus enough to tune them out from 1,100 miles away, give or take a couple hundred? He used to think that the worst hurt was to be forgotten. But now he realizes that's only because he'd never known how much it could hurt to be remembered. Do you have any idea how long your sweet boy has waited to feel you like this? Con chokes around a sound that's either a moan or a sob. He isn't sure which, because he wasn't wanting or waiting or even aware that this was an option to want until a couple of weeks ago. Except right now, it feels like it's been years, Bernard hisses, sounding absolutely out of his mind now, Con is pretty sure. Decades. He's waited whole lifetimes for you, Robin. Fuck, 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 Bernard, I'm gonna... The tempo of skin on skin gets uneven. Con's hand drops from where it grips his neck down to his cock, stroking rough and efficient because Tim is about to come inside. Oh, fuck yes, fill him up, babe, Bernard encourages breathlessly. Give him everything you've got. Show your boy how fucking good it feels when you come inside him. Bernard might actually have gone supervillain, Con thinks. Like, that might be the thing that is happening right now. When he jerked off as a show, he made sure to display himself the best way he knew how. He wanted them to see him and like him and want him. Bernard had asked, so, like, no shame at all? And he'd said, nah, what for? Right now, though, Con is so ashamed. He doesn't want them or anyone else to see him like this. And he doesn't particularly like himself or think anyone would want him right now. So instead of being stretched out proudly and shamelessly on display, he's kneeling in the mud and hunched over his lap while he fingers himself dry and jerks his cock harshly and isn't any kind of a good or sweet thing that anyone would want to take pictures of for later, much less keep at the foot of their bed, much, much less to share with their boyfriend or keep as a pet. Pet, can you feel it? I'm coming inside of you. Tim rasps, filthy and fond. Oh, pet, you're so goddamn good for me. Be my good boy. Take it all. Even knowing the words aren't really for him, knowing he doesn't really deserve them, Con comes for it anyway. It's bright and shocky and doesn't last nearly as long as he wants it to. He tries to draw it out with his fingers the way Tim had, but the angle isn't great and he isn't entirely sure how. He stifles a pathetic little whine as the orgasm seeps away before he's ready. He still gets to hear Tim's orgasm, though. And it's something. Tim grunts fractured phrases of swear words and Bernard's name and his name. Not pet or boy. Although, yeah, those too. But he says his name. Says, Con. In that tight, choked-out grunt. Bernard's fucking mouth doesn't stop for a moment through it all. Yes, yes, fuck yes, give him everything. Fuck, there's so much. Can feel how hard you're coming for him, filling him up. Fucking hells, babe. Gonna make him fucking drip with it. Tim's orgasm seems to last for ages, and his breathing is rough and dry in a way that Con almost never hears it. Sounding shocked and run ragged. Khan shakes in the dirt in the Ozarks, staring blearily at the mess of cum in his hand, hearing their breathing just start to even out a bit. Babe? Bernard asks quietly.
Give me a second. I can't feel my legs.
Tim sounds vague and disconnected, still swimming in his own afterglow. When you find them again, you should pull out.
Shit, sorry, he says, suddenly much more aware. Let me just...
I want you to watch it drip out of his hole. Is it as cute as I imagined?
Christ, Bernard!
Tim chokes out, sounding like he's been struck again, and maybe like he's about to cry. He groans deep in his throat, then rasps.
Yeah, babe, it's... He's so fucking cute, the way he drips my cum.
Play with it. Push it back in. Make sure he doesn't lose any of it, Bernard encourages, and almost immediately follows the demand with a keening moan as, presumably, Tim does exactly that. A wet, filthy rhythm starts up, punctuated by further sounds of pleasure from Bernard. Tim's voice goes dark and gritty as he says,
Now he has my cum. I think my greedy boy wants to try yours.
Khan realizes that Bernard hasn't come yet, so that must mean they're not done playing yet.
What? Oh, shit, babe!
Bernard yelps, then moans filthy and low. His mouth is so fucking hot and wet. Fuck, you know just how to suck me off, sweet boy. And that's... Between TTK play and sitting on the guy's dick, Khan never actually got around to sucking Bernard off. His mouth waters at the idea of treating Bernard as nicely with his mouth as he treated Tim several times. Khan feels a little guilty for not getting to give Bernard that treatment, but also a lot like he's going to go insane with the way he can hear the pair of wet rhythms that he can only assume are Tim's fingers inside Bernard and Tim's mouth on Bernard's cock. Except in their little game, it's Tim's fingers inside him and his mouth around Bernard's. The idea of Tim getting his rocks off, filling him up with his cum, and then plugging him up with his fingers and setting Khan to the assignment of getting Bernard off, has his dick immediately rising to the occasion again. He wants to be that kind of good, wants Tim to think he's that kind of useful and obedient, and maybe wants Bernard to think so too. If he can be so good for Tim that Tim will keep fingering him, keep giving him such nice, gentle pleasure, then maybe Bernard will think that he's that good too. He takes a second to peel his gloves off and stuff them in his jacket pocket. He runs the fingers of both hands down the insides of his thighs as he pushes one hand further towards his hole, the one that's already slick with his own cum. Even though it doesn't exactly hurt dry, it does feel so much better with this slide when he pushes two fingers in. And even more better knowing that this is exactly what Tim is picturing doing to him right now. He takes another second to give himself just a little sweetness and runs the other hand up his abs and across his chest, over his throat, to his mouth. He has a brief flicker of wondering whether this is, like, hygienic or whatever. But it's his own ass, and it's not like he can get sick, so he goes ahead and pushes his fingers into his mouth. It doesn't actually taste like anything particular, just more of the scents and sensations of his own body. As soon as he has something in his mouth, Khan is transported to the little bed in the houseboat, where he's... Fuck, they haven't filled at both ends like this, he realizes, with Tim's fingers in his ass and Bernard's cock down his throat. He leans forward to reach where he imagines Bernard's cock would be, with his ass tilted up in the air for Tim's fingers, and his torso balanced low over the dirt. He arches his back and flexes his shoulders and uses his TTK to spread his cheeks wide, all to give Tim the prettiest view he can manage. As he's bending down in that posture, pleasure rushes up through his thighs and gut, and the touch of his own fingers across his tongue is lighting up every nerve in his body.
At this angle, he can find his prostate more easily and manages to press into it gently but ceaselessly, the same way Tim had brought him off so many times. It suddenly feels so real that he's in bed with them and being a, "Oh, good boy," Bernard whimpers approvingly. "And yeah, he feels like that. You're doing so well. I hope you know how much I like you like this. All good and sweet and squirming for us. Are you going to get off sucking me like you did Tim?" Tim groans again and Con makes a matching sound because he wants his mouth to feel good for Bernard. He nods because he wants Bernard to know how much he likes him too. Likes being this for him. He's definitely going to come again from sucking Bernard's cock. And listening to him talk about it, especially if Tim keeps it up with his fingers. "Can you take all of me?" Bernard coos sweetly before immediately gasping a dirty, "Fuck Christ, yes, like that. Hold it there just for a second." He's panting and rasping, but he sounds like he's still trying for that tenderly fond tone. Tim's heart is racing, amping up in speed the way human hearts do when they're starved of oxygen, because Tim has Bernard's entire cock down his, "Can you look at me, sweetness? Show me your pretty blue eyes while you're swallowing me down." No, Con has Bernard's entire cock down his throat. The fingers in his mouth go back, pressing into his esophagus, and Con opens his eyes so that Bernard can see his pretty blue eyes. His pretty blue eyes that Bernard thinks are pretty in pink. "Fuck, you're beautiful like this," Bernard groans, and Con feels his eyes water, probably from the fingers in his throat. Definitely that's why. Bernard is talking to Tim. Obviously, and he isn't wrong. Con's thought of Tim as beautiful plenty of times, like when he pulls some flawless Flying Grayson's move in combat that Con's been watching him work at getting just right in training. Or when he goes into fancy rich boy undercover mode and Con gets to see him in dressy clothes. Or even sometimes when he's out in the daylight and the sun reflects a red sheen through his black hair. He has to look at least as beautiful as all that with a mouthful of Bernard's cock. And obviously the guy is going to tell his boyfriend that. So Con is crying because of the fingers in his throat. Never mind that he doesn't have a gag reflex. And not because of how much it sounds like Bernard could be still talking to him. He's distracted from why he has tears on his face by a wet, unsealing sound and a short, harsh cough from Tim. And fuck, there's a picture Con will never get out of his head. Bernard must agree because, goddamn, aren't you a pretty sight. Are you ready for your treat, boy? Con nods shakily and lets just the smallest sound out of his mouth to say, "Yes, please." And nearly cries again for how much louder his own voice is than theirs. They could be 1,100 miles away, give or take a couple million. "Please," Tim whispers, his voice audibly rougher than before and his diction a little less crisp. "I earned it, didn't I? Let me be good." He's heard Tim sound like a lot of things to a lot of people. Exasperated, fond, joking, grieving, dying, threatening, exhausted, determined, injured, drugged, puzzled, dominating. Con has never, ever, not once in any reality or timeline or context, heard Tim's voice beg for anything from anyone. Tim dommed him so good he couldn't do anything but beg, and hearing him give that tone to Bernard is going to take him a minute to get over. "Oh, you most certainly earned it, pet." Bernard's voice is lower, pitched down in his chest suddenly, and he sounds fond in that pointed way that Tim does. Wait, are they pretending to be... "Be my sweet pet, Con, and show Bernard how bad you want to taste him." The sweet, filthy instruction to be good for Bernard comes from Bernard. The unmistakable sound of a sloppy blowjob picks up the pace, like the person giving it wants to taste him so fucking badly they can barely stand it. Like how Khan would be sucking him off right now, he means. Or how Tim thinks Khan would be sucking him off right now. Because they can't play this game without him, he thinks suddenly. There are two of them, so to pretend he's there, one of them has to sort of not be there. They can only really play this game if he's there too. So what if... Khan knows he shouldn't go down this path, is fully aware that it's going to hurt when this hazy headspace recedes, but what if... Maybe, he lets himself think. Maybe they aren't playing this game because they don't need him. Maybe they're playing this game because they don't get to have him. Like how he doesn't get to want more of them. At first, they were just using him as a placeholder for... Khan blushes to even think this. But when Bernard was first urging Tim to do it, they'd only been using the idea of him as a placeholder on Bernard's body, reducing him to just a hole to fuck. And there is something he was obviously into about that for a second, because he loved the way they'd used him. But now they want this so bad, they're playing at being him and each other, not just playing at him being their holes. Tim is giving him a voice in this game. Tim's controlling it, sure, but that's not any different from him being in charge when they're actually all going at it together. They're talking to him, kinda, or at least to each other as though they're him. If Khan wasn't so close to coming, hell, if Bernard wasn't so close to coming, Khan would sincerely consider clearing the distance between them just to knock on the triple secured door of Tim's houseboat and ask to be brought in like a pathetic little stray. It's probably a good thing, then, when Bernard's voice cracks a bit during his Tim flavor dirty talk. Pet, you're so... Oh, here it... Fuck, don't swallow yet. Pet, I want to see it first. Khan releases Bernard's cock from his mouth and moves his spit-soaked fingers to palm his own dick again. He's right on the edge of something explosive as he runs his TTK and little tendrils across his thighs, his balls around his hole, up his spine, down his ribs, anywhere that feels like being sweet to himself. He lets it feel like fingers stroking his skin with enough pressure to really feel them, but still so gentle, as if he could be hurt like this. Or maybe just like it would matter if he was. He thinks of how it had felt every time he'd made one of them come, trapped inside a condom, how Bernard's cock had kicked and lurched in his ass, how Tim's cum filled the tip of the thing between them, how Bernard's cum had felt wrapped inside his TTK. He imagines Bernard's cock kicking and lurching in his mouth to spill out his treat, with nothing in the way to keep him from finally tasting him, Khan comes much, much harder this time. His finger is still working his prostate and his mind imagining a vague taste of sticky, sweet, sour candy cum in his mouth. It swells up, slow but unstoppable, starting somewhere between his hips until he can't hold it anymore, and it shatters, shatters. Shards of white-hot pleasure skitter down the inside of his skin, embedding themselves so deeply he hazily wonders if they'll ever work their way out. The faintest trace of mission protocol rises to prevent him from actually choking out civilian names in the field. But it's an almost painful effort to restrain the cry that wants so badly to escape his mouth. He bites his lips together hard to keep it inside and whimpers through the next wave of a heady, bone-scraping pleasure that blossoms from his gut and grinds those shards into a shimmering warmth that sinks into every part of him. Show me your treat, my good boy. He opens his mouth and pushes his tongue forward a little, same as he had to show Tim that he'd been good and hadn't dropped the candy he'd been given. He can't see them from here, obviously, so he isn't exactly sure what they're doing. But he can still revel in Bernard's breathy, approving sighs and hear Tim's soft, open-mouthed panting, and his mind pulls up images to match. A hazy, dual image of his mouth and Tim's mouth, both open and tongue extended to show off the white puddle of release they'd earned together. Bernard's soft brown eyes glittering with possessive glee as he sees what his good boy did. Tim pulling his fingers free to softly pet his flank. Bernard petting Con's tongue again and stroking a finger through his own cum. "Go ahead now. Drink it all down for me, baby," Bernard says, so fondly it stings his eyes, and he hates that he can't do that for Bernard from here. His words still send a last little aftershock rolling up through his body, and one last weak spurt of cum lands in his hand. He remembers, suddenly, "Ever actually taste yourself?" And before it's a fully formed thought, he's licking the metallic sweetness of his cum off his hands and fingers, using his TTK so he doesn't miss anything. It isn't quite what Bernard asked him to do, but they'd be proud of him for doing it anyway, he thinks. "Good boy, pet," Tim murmurs, from 1,100 miles away, give or take a couple hundred. Con feels like he's being electrocuted, and he shakes with it. He can almost hear the reflexive, gentle hand petting through his hair. Tim doesn't know he can hear, and even if he did, can't know how badly he needed to hear that. "Our bestest boy," Bernard hums in agreement. A broken sob of relief bursts out of him. "Ours. He wants that," he thinks. To be good for both of them, to be something they both think is worth having. It isn't for him, he reminds himself. It's for them, a game they play together to remember that one time they double-teamed Superboy. He wishes it were for him, though. He wishes for it so hard he hates himself a little bit for wanting more of what isn't his to want, for accepting it for even a moment. He'd known then, even in this dreamy, floaty place, how much it would hurt when it was gone. But right now they're pretending, so maybe it's okay if he pretends too, just for a minute. So he cushions his TTK into an approximation of two bodies on either side of him, and lets those tendrils of sweet, gentle pressure slide up and down his side and pet reflexively through his hair. Con pretends he's with Tim and Bernard in Tim's too small, just right bed, with Tim's cum still slick between his thighs and Bernard's taste lingering in his mouth. And Con tucked between the pair of them, all warm and safe and good. He pretends until their heartbeats even out, and he can tell they're asleep. Their heartbeats are familiar now. They sound so good. Con feels so good. Feels like he's being good. Good for Tim, obviously, but also good for them both, he thinks, and smiles fondly to himself. The end.
Yeah.
If you enjoyed this podfic and would like to leave a comment for either myself or for the author, you can feel free to do so. If you'd like to leave a comment for me, the podficker, you can do so on the podfic post, which is probably wherever you found this podfic in the first place. If you'd like to leave a comment for the author, you can do so on the text post, which will be linked from the podfic post. Thanks for listening!